The Last Chance أو الفرصة الأخيرة هو عنوان لفيلم قصير. هذا الفيلم جديد أخرجه الشاب كمال صالح, وهذا الشاب طبعا معروف على مستوى الجالية العربية والإسلامية, دائما له متابعات كبيرة على اليوتيوب, عنده نوع ما من الرسائل التي يحب أن يوجهها للشباب, وهذا الفيلم واحد من هذه الرسائل.
نعم, وقامت بإنتاج هذا الفيلم شبكة One Path الإسلامية والموجودة في سيدني. يعتبر فيلم الفرصة الأخيرة أول فيلم لهذه الشركة. لنستمع.
Bro, I'm sick of this, man. All the boys putting over us in the area. Driving nice cars. Look at me. I've got no job. I've got no money.
Will you not change? Will you not change?
You think it's a game? You think it's a game, bro?
You got two options, Ibi.
This is not how I brought you up, brother.
Conversations, talking with Allah. I've been slipping up, missing my salat. Need to make these days up before Ramadan. I say I love the sunnah, but I'm losing my Quran. It's hard to pray five when you're working 9 to 5. Hard to find faults when you're fighting with your pride. It's hard to wake up when you stayed out all night. Death is coming for me and I haven't lived life. Had a lot of friends who tainted my heart, so I cut them off. Was I really wrong? I just want companions like Rasulullah.
Run through the creation.
You whispered in my ear, talking to the old me. Told me I don't need to ever try to build a family. My mind's been absent, losing all my sanity. I pray by the end of this year I'll be a better me. Better me, yes, Lord. A better me. I'm working on a better me.
إذن كان هذا مقطع من الفيلم, والذي سيعرض في عدد من دور السينما في سيدني وملبن وأديلايد ابتداء من 13 أكتوبر تشرين الأول الحالي.
ديالا, ما قصة هذا الفيلم وما دافع كمال صالح من إنتاجه؟ يقول كمال صالح إن الهدف الأساسي من الفيلم هو تحذير الشباب تحديدا من مخاطر ملاحقة المخدرات والدراجات والذي ينحدر بحياة الإنسان حتى لا يعد له مجال لأي فرصة من النجاح للنجاح. نستمع.
Reason for producing such a film is because there's unfortunately an issue, especially with the youth, pertaining to drugs, alcohol, violence, and all these negative symptoms of a bad lifestyle that are appealing to the youth today. And it's not just in our community, but the communities across the world, you know, beyond Australia, in all factions and all minorities. But nevertheless, we said, you know, this was a great opportunity for us to come together, produce a film, you know, something that youth and young people can easily engage with and also at the same time be entertained, to send a message to them about the dangers and the harmful aspects of living such a lifestyle, whether it's in drugs or in gangs or, you know, in violence and the sort of that. And so basically we said a film was the best way to go about it. It would be great to get the youth involved. It would be great to have them come to the cinema and watch something which would, inshallah, benefit them. And that was the intention behind the movie. And the storyline, it follows the plot of a young man who gets easily lured into a lifestyle of selling drugs and bad friends, bad company, and, you know, falling into the worldly temptations which cost him his family, cost him his friends. And he obviously becomes aware of the harmful nature of his lifestyle throughout the movie. That's why the movie is called Last Chance, because he's given chance after chance after chance to realize the harmful nature of his lifestyle, to make a change. And that's the intention of the movie as well, is to encourage people to make a change. Or if they're not necessarily caught up in a bad lifestyle, at least it'll possibly prevent them in the future from ever thinking of taking such a path.
إذن كان هذا المقطع لمخرج الفيلم الشاب كمال صالح, والمقاطع التالية كلها ستكون مقاطع بصوته يتحدث عن هذا الفيلم في لقاء أجرناه يوم أمس, ولكن اقتطفنا منه لأنه هو باللغة الإنجليزية اللقاء, فأخذنا منه هذه المقتطفات. الفيلم صالح يستهدف الشباب من كل الخلفيات والأصول وليس حكرا على الجالية المسلمة.
فمخاطر المخدرات تودي بحياة الإنسان إلى مخاطر كبيرة قد لا يكون هناك رجعة منها. لنستمع إلى كمال صالح.
It's a Muslim community effort. This film is a Muslim community effort. We've had a lot of people from the community come on board willing to support the film, whether it's their time, whether it's their resources, whether it's, you know, acting. for the film. So a lot of people have come on board to help make this film possible. But as we said, this film is not just for the Muslim community, although it is an Islamic message and it has Islamic undertones throughout the whole film to show, you know, the importance of a positive lifestyle, and that obviously, without a doubt, such lifestyles are haram and some prohibited in our religion. So it is, you know, an Islamic message, but by all means, it is a universal message. We've had a lot of non-Muslims purchase tickets for the event, and a lot of them have wrote their comments supporting the film. Because, you know, drug lifestyle and these bad habits, they're not restricted to any one community in particular, by all means.
طبعا عند سؤال كمال عن الصور النمطية التي يحاول هذا الفيلم كسرها، وضح أن الرسالة من الفيلم هي تحذيرية أكثر من كونها كسرا للصور النمطية، فلنستمع إليه.
I wouldn't say there's stereotypes we're trying to break, but more so we're trying to send a positive message and also a warning, you know, to the youth, you know, the dangers of following such a lifestyle. So we've already had a few screenings, private screenings at our studio, and, you know, there's been people that have been led to tears, people that, you know, were really emotionally overwhelmed from the film just by, you know, seeing the scenes take place of how dangerous such lifestyles are. So really, we want to inspire the feelings of change and, you know, make a difference in your life. That's what we're trying to achieve from the film.
واللافت في هذا الفيلم أن كل من عمل فيه سواء من الممثلين والأبرز منهم محمد حبلص وستيف دبليز كانوا يعملون بشكل تطوعي ودون أي مقابل، وذلك رغبة منهم في نشر رسالة مهمة للشباب وتوعيتهم من مخاطر الانجراف نحو عالم المخدرات. كمال صالح.
This is a complete volunteer effort to make this film possible. We've had, as I said, a lot of people came on board within the community. They know it is a problem, they know it is an issue, and they're willing to make a difference. And people have literally offered their time. We've had people offer their cars. You know, we've had people offer their houses, locations, everything. Like, almost everything has been volunteer-based, including the actors. And, you know, alhamdulillah, what can we say? It's all come together, and the movie is complete, and we look forward to the event.
أما عن التحديات التي واجهت العمل فلم تكن كبيرة، ولكن بما أنها التجربة الأولى لكمال وللممثلين أيضا فلا بد أن المهمة لم تكن سهلة.
They are all first-time actors, but for many they were just playing the part of themselves. Especially we had brother Muhammad Hublas. I'm sure you know many of you are aware of him. He was playing himself, you know, an Islamic figure in the community that is trying to pull up the boys, trying to make them, you know, realize the harmful nature of their lifestyle. So for many, they were playing themselves. But then for others, you know, they had to put on a bit of a show, and, you know, that was a bit of a challenge. But nevertheless, I would say the challenges we did face is that it is our first time making something this big. But we are, you know, in contact with people to move on to bigger and better things very soon.
ولمن يرغب في حضور هذا الفيلم ولمعرفة أماكن العرض فيقول كمال إنه سيعرض في ملبون وسيدني. يقول أيضا إنه يرغب في رؤية الشباب يحضرون ويدعون أصدقائهم وعائلاتهم لحضور هذا الفيلم.
We're going to be holding events in select cinemas in Melbourne,
yep.
In Adelaide, and it's we're completely in charge of that. So it's not going to be in, you know, every cinema. Just to make it clear, yeah. Just on this point, we are holding the event ourselves. So the cinema didn't approach us. We approached the cinema, and we are holding the event ourselves. So it's not necessarily like competing with any big film like Fast and the Furious or anything like that. Well, it's completely our event being run at the cinema. You know, we encourage everyone to come see the film, show us your support, invite your friends. You know, we're not saying that this is for people that are falling down to the wrong track. Rather, this is for the youth, you know, the young people. You know, we've had a lot of people in schools that haven't even been, you know, they're not caught in such a harmful lifestyle, but we've invited them to come to really, you know, play the part of prevention, play the part of educating the youth of the harmful aspect of this lifestyle. But yeah, so we encourage everyone to just, you know, let their friends know, invite people, and hopefully it will be a very, very beneficial evening.